What up, y'all? My name is Dugney, and welcome to another episode of Aggressive Negress. Welcome, 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 welcome. Where we'll be transgressing on today's taboo topics involving empowerment, gender, race, relationships, and more through the lens of pop culture. If you've ever been to a house party, people sometimes congregate in the kitchen to chat, so grab your solo cup and let's talk. Interestingly enough, I got the idea for the story time segments because I always have like wild, funny, crazy fucking shit that happens to me in just regular life that, you know, turns out to be quite hilarious when I rehash the situation while out with friends. There may or may not be drinks involved, so take hilarious with a grain of salt, but still, I think it still stands. Besides, it's great fodder for my upcoming life crisis when I get the courage to switch career gears and finally dive into stand-up comedy. There, I said it out loud or whatever. This should make a certain Carla D. Lozan very happy. But if y'all remember, it all started when I went to court for a parking ticket. Titties hanging loose and free, hungover as fuck. You would think I learned my lesson from the time I got arrested with loose and free titties, but nope, not at all. Not at all. As an aside, you know how they say don't ever walk out your house without clean underwear on in case you get into a car accident? The same should be said about loose and free titties. That's what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying, especially mine, because these triple D's go rogue all the time. I can't take those chances. Yet I be out here taking those chances. I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm a work in progress. Do not judge me. In any case, this does lead into yet another best of episode. So you know, strap in. You're listening to Aggressive Negress Best of Story Time. Alright, so boom. Right. you know, somebody always got a story for you when they, you know, they from Brooklyn probably, but you know that they got a story from you when they like, yo, all right, so boom, check it. Right. but, story time. All right. So boom, I am working from home the other day because I had a couple of traffic tickets that I needed to take care of. I had a court date scheduled for that day to go fight them. I had, you know, I had received like the same exact ticket like twice in a day, which I know, you know, they would at least throw one of them out. You know what I'm saying? And a couple of the stuff, I was like, let me just try to just settle all of this on one day, schedule a court date, get it over with, right? So it actually happened to be Valentine's Day, which was last Thursday, I believe. So I knew I had the court, the date scheduled for Thursday. I just didn't know when, you know, what time. In my head, I'm thinking it's an afternoon thing. I've done this before. It's probably like 1-2 o'clock in the afternoon or whatever. So I have the morning. So the problem was the night before, my coworker and I, we had gone out for drinks, something we like to call one, maybe two. Like, you know, when you're like, yo, you know, let's just grab some drinks, you know, we'll just have one round, you know, maybe two, and then that's it. And what ends up happening is the complete opposite. It's a night of debauchery, you know, coming in at 2-3 a.m. you know, just that type of night. And if you recall from my earlier podcast episode, I had been doing Dry January for the last several weeks. And so I hadn't had anything to drink since about New Year's. So this was going to be my first foray back into the drinking world. You know, we were going to have one, maybe two, and then, you know, it was probably going to be a little bit more than that, but it wasn't going to be, you know, some crazy, crazy night. It ended up being a crazy, crazy, you know, night, because going into the following day, you know, hitting midnight, that was Valentine's Day. And, you know, my coworker and I were both single, and we weren't out there, you know, kind of like, woe is me. We were just, you know, let's grab some drinks, have a good time or whatever. And that definitely ended up being where I got home at about, mainly because I fell asleep on the train. Okay. I fell asleep on the train. I missed my stop. I ended up all the way in Newark. Yes, Newark, New Jersey, the last stop on the PATH train. I don't live there, but I definitely woke up and you know, got startled with the train kind of lurching forward as it does when it reaches the last stop. And I'm like, oh, fuck. You know, looked around immediately like, God damn it, I fell asleep and I missed my stop. So that's kind of, you know, an indication of how inebriated I was. But the thing about it was that, you know, I figured, look, I'm going to be working from home the next day. You know, it should be fine. It should be fine. It was not fine. It was not fine at all. So I wake up the next morning, maybe about 8:30 or so, which isn't a big deal. You know, when I'm working from home, usually if I could log in anywhere from like 8:45 to 9 a.m., you know, log into the system, into my email and get going, and that's a, you know, that's a solid start time. And, you know, I figured, look, let me just at least brush my teeth, you know, so when I'm having conversations with people, I don't feel like I am truly a bum, even though I fell asleep the night before and was surrounded. If you've ever been on the PATH train, surrounded, I was not trying to be one that morning. So I brushed my teeth. That's really about all I did. I mean, I still had the shirt on and I fell asleep in, and I, you know, and that was it. But I did wake up extremely hungover, and I said, okay, it's about to be that type of day. I even looked at my dog and I'm like, look, bro, I'm not fitting to walk you. Not right now. We're just, give me a minute. And so one of the only other things I did right after brushing my teeth was try to get something to eat. So I kind of stroll over into the kitchen. It's about 8:50 at this point. Stroll over to the kitchen, you know, about to get something to munch on and start my day. So obviously I know that I was working from home because I had to go, you know, to traffic court and take care of these tickets. And as I mentioned, I didn't know exactly when, but I figured it'd be the afternoon. The thing about it is, as I was opening the fridge, something told me, let me look at the notice that I had, you know, posted up on the fridge door with a magnet. Let me at least look at this notice and make sure the time is what it is. If I need to maybe shower or something so I'm a little bit more presentable, I could give myself enough time to do so. And I took a gander. And, you know, the date was correct. It was February 14th, and it was, okay, cool. And the time, I'm like squinting, like, what time am I supposed to be there? The time, y'all, said 9 a.m. I could not even believe it. I was like, what? That don't, 9 o'clock? Since, I'm like, that got to be wrong. Since when they have court so early? Like, I've done this before, 9 o'clock. I looked again. I said, you know what, damn, that sure enough does say 9 o'clock. And mind you, it's about 8:50. And so I'm sitting there like, yo, what am I do? I got a decision to make here. I freaking working from home just to do this. You know. So in the 0.2 seconds I'm standing there, I'm like, I gotta go. I gotta do this. So I run back into my bedroom And I'm like, all right, let me take on these gray sweatpants that I had just thrown on, you know, just in the house sweatpants. I wasn't going nowhere, so it was cool. But I'm like, you know, let me take these off and throw on some Adidas sweatpants. They're a little bit more presentable. So I did that. I didn't even take the shirt off that I fell asleep in. I was like, nah, we going with this one. We gonna rock with this one. This is how we doing it. And I stood there and I was like, you know what? For a second, I was like, I don't even need a bra. Fuck it. The time it'll take me to put a bra on, titties gonna be hanging everywhere. Well, so what? Whatever. Nipples, you know, whatever. You see it. You've seen it. Everyone will be fine. And then I took that back. I was like, no, Dunny, your big ass titties don't need to be swinging everywhere in the people's court. You know what I'm saying? Put on a damn bra. And I said, you know what? Yes. Putting on a bra. What I didn't put on, because I felt like it was just unnecessary and way too time consuming, I didn't put on any drawers. Felt it wasn't even important. The reason being is that I don't typically fall asleep with them on. So when I threw on the gray sweatpants, I just threw them on. And when I took them off and threw on the Adidas pants instead, I just threw those on too. So wasn't important. What would be the worst thing that would happen? You know what I mean? So got the bra on, still in the same shirt I fell asleep in. Put on some Adidas sweatpants, no socks, because that's definitely not important. Threw some sneakers on, out the door. Like, my dog was like, wait, whoa, what's going on? This is just so much movement for a day that didn't seem like it was going to be like this. And I was like, bro, you know what? You and me both, but I got to go. So, you know, I jumped in my car. I'm like, all right, you know, like 5-10 minute drive. No, not so much, because it was traffic like a motherfucker on these roads. I don't know where everyone was going. All of y'all should have been at work by now. Like, where are y'all going to where it's taking me 15 to 20 minutes just to get down to the courthouse? You've got to be kidding me. And that's exactly how long it took me. And, you know, so I pretty much, got there, like, which is good time, I think, if I do say so myself, about 9:20. Went through security, you know, the metal detectors. I had to, for that, I had to take off my jacket, put my bags through, all my cell phone and all my keys and all that through. And it was in that moment, you know, as the security guard was like, "Ooh, I like your bag." I was like, "Thank you." As I'm standing there, in the damn shirt I fell asleep in, the damn night shirt I fell asleep in, you know, this morning, really, if you want to, not even the night before, just a few hours ago, this ratty ass shirt. And I'm like, "Oh, thank you, boo." She was like, "Yeah, that bag is the only thing I could compliment right about now." Probably was doing me a favor. But in that moment, I was like, "Oh, thank God I put a bra on, because really, you know, we'd have been sitting there, she'd have been looking at me, I'd have been looking at her. It wouldn't have been good at all. The look of disgust, I could just imagine what it would have been. But I had a bra on. Fuck the t-shirt, I had a bra on. It's okay. So going through that, grab my belongings, and I zip my jacket right the fuck up, all the way up to my chin. Wasn't playing no games. Get in the court, the courtroom. The judge hadn't showed up yet, so luckily, you know, I had the time. So literally sitting there, and probably for another 15, 20 minutes more until he arrived. But like sitting there, I hadn't brought water, which I said I was going to grab before I ran out the door. I did not. I am hungover. My head hurts. I'm tired. I am hot. You hear me? I am blazing in that jacket. Everybody getting comfortable, you know, waiting for the judge, taking their shirt off. Their jackets off, folding it next to them, take, you know, getting comfortable. I was like, he probably was like, "What's wrong with you? Somebody come check her again." You know what I mean? Like, why is she still bundled up? Like, something wrong with her. Because I know I would have said that. Like, get comfortable, man. What the fuck? No, I cannot get comfortable. I'm sorry.
Hotter than a mug. Like, it's just not going well. Like, my head is spinning. You know what I'm saying? So finally the judge walks in. You know, he's very cheery, very happy. He's all acknowledging that the day is Valentine's Day. And actually, it was a pretty cool judge, which is surprising because most judges are assholes, like fucking jerks. He was actually pretty cool, you know, kind of letting people, not letting them off, but reducing their fine so they weren't paying the full amount of their original ticket. You know, calling it the Valentine's Day special and this and that and the third. And actually ended up being pretty cool. At one point, he was like, "Y'all all right?" At one point, he was like, "Look," as he did his intro, you know, to the rules of the court of his courtroom. He was like, "If you don't feel good, you know, it's okay. Just let me know, and you know, we can always reschedule you for another day." And let me tell you, I seriously considered taking him up on that offer, like raising my hand, like, "Sir, Your Honor, I can't, I gots to go." But I stuck through that bitch. I was like, "I'm here for a reason. I'm, you know, sweating and shit and everything. I'm gonna see this through." But at one another point, he was like, "Hey, you guys doing all right out there? How y'all doing? How am I doing?" You know, and you know, me in the back, I actually put my hand up and kind of put a thumbs up because that's really all I could do. I couldn't speak, you know, it was hard for me to breathe at that point, you know, so I just kind of put the thumbs up in the air, and he, you know, pointed at me. He was like, "All right, I see you back there," you know, and I was like, "Cool, that's all I got for you, Judge. I'm sorry." And then turns out he called me next, and so he was like, "Oh, look, you know, I'm gonna give you the thumbs up discount instead of the Valentine's Day discount," which again, he was cool about all that. You know, raised my right hand, did the whole thing, you know, and pleaded my case, and you know, talking to the judge and all that. And then it dawned on me in that moment, bro, I barely put a bra on, and I'm talking like official shit with you right now. I barely put a bra on this morning, and if only you knew, I am all the way commando right now. But you know, crust in my eye probably, you know, still definitely still hung over, like, "Oh my God, stop asking me questions. Just let me go." But you know, true to form, he did reduce my fines, and I was pretty happy about that. And the funny thing about it, at the as I was waiting for my paper with the I guess the decision, so I could give to the cash register people, the cashiers, cash register people. You know, most everyone was like, "Yeah, you know, reduce their fines. Can you pay today?" Most everybody in the courtroom, as I watched all of it unfold, you know, were like, "Yeah, I could pay today. I could pay today. Not a problem." Me included. But as I was waiting for my paper, there was a woman who, you know, had her fines, hundreds of dollars of fines worth of tickets. Apparently, he reduced that to $35, and he was like, "You know, can you pay that today?" And Shorty, you know, Shorty threw me for one because she was like, "No, I can't. Can you give me like 2 weeks?" And I'm like, "Oh shit." I mean, it just kind of had me thinking, yo, not every, you know, everybody has their own situations, and you know, when people don't got it, they don't got it. And he was nice enough to give her 2 months to pay, and it seems like such a minor number, like, "Oh yeah, I got $35, what you need, you know, it's nothing." But for some people it is. So you know, that was a little jarring moment. But once I got my paper, I took my black ass home, paid the ticket, and took my black ass home, because I just could not, you know, I just could not function at that point. But yeah, so that was my story time. And I'm a Sagittarius, so you know, my story's got a backstory, got context, got, you know, the whole nine. So I didn't really mean for this thing to take all this time, but let's take a quick break, and then we'll come back with the rest of this podcast episode. Story time, do 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 do. I'm gonna have to work on that, but all right. So boom, I had an early morning Delta flight into Atlanta, right? 8:05 a.m. is when the flight's supposed to leave.
I checked in the night before. I had my mobile boarding pass ready to go. I happen to live close to the airport, so I rarely leave the time when most people, you know, would leave to get to the airport and catch any flight. As if I'm flying, I'm usually cutting it really close. And I always end up packing the morning of. That's also me. I'm a last minute packer. But, you know, for this go round, I was just going to bring a carry-on on this particular flight. So I knew that, you know, that would save me some time as well. And on top of that, I always park my car at the hotels that are around the airport and just jump on, you know, the shuttle that they have. These shuttles, you know, depending on where I park, you give it every 15, maybe 30 minutes. So I was hoping to time it just right and leave my house at 6:30. So bad. I'm in my house packing and shit, trying to figure out, you know, the least number of shoes to bring that will work for my work clothes, my gym clothes, my going out clothes, my brunch clothes, etc., etc. Next thing I know, I look up, it's 6:11. Y'all, I hadn't even showered or anything. You know what I'm saying? So fast forward, I get to doing what I need to do. I walk out of my house at 6:45. This is even late for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was kind of bugging out a little bit. So I'm legit doing like a buck on the highway trying to get to the hotel. And again, Newark is just across the way. The airport is just across the way. So on a regular day, it's about a 15-minute drive. I drive by the hotel in under 10 minutes. Hear me when I say I drove by that bitch, because that's exactly what the fuck happened. In my anxious mind, I jumped into the express lane so that I had more space, you know what I'm saying, to speed and get around. The trucks can't be in the express lane, so it's just cars. Only it occurred to me as I was driving by that I needed to be in the local lanes in order to be able to make that turn into the hotel's parking lot. And that was the one time I didn't use Waze. You know, I just knew how to get there. But then I fucked up and missed a critical piece of how to actually arrive at the hotel. You know what I'm saying? So now I'm like, fuck it. Let me just exit into the airport and then, you know, from there, come back around. What I didn't realize is that in order to exit the airport, you pretty much have to go all the way around that bitch, the entire perimeter of the fucking airport. So I'm literally at the airport. I'm at my exact terminal looking at the people working the check-in counter where I need to be for a flight leaving in less than an hour. And I'm literally driving past all that shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Anybody who knows me, I'm not easily rattled, but my anxiety levels were creeping the fuck up by the second, just inching higher and higher. I'm literally getting flashbacks to that one time I almost made my friend miss her flight to DR. We were going to the Dominican Republic. She was the maid of honor for my other friend's wedding, had a whole suitcase full of like super important wedding shit. Anyways, I finally get out of the airport. I'm back on the highway in the local lane. And fuck me in the ass with no lube. I miss the exit. I missed the exit that I would have needed to turn into the hotel. And let me tell you something. You ever been on the highway and you see somebody with their hazards on driving in reverse? Because they had just missed their exit? Yeah, that was me. Because I was like, fuck this. I cannot afford to go back around. I just simply cannot. So, you know, reverse out that bitch. Whatever, it was fine. I finally get to the hotel. It's like 7:10. They tell me, oh, okay, well, you know, this next shuttle leaves in 5 minutes. So I'm like, okay. Do I take the 7:15, possibly end up dropping other people off who are in the shuttle with me at various terminals that aren't even mine, you know what I'm saying, before they get to me. It's a shuttle service for everyone. It's not my personal service. You know, that surely will eat up time. I'm thinking, can't risk it. I'm calling a Lyft. Get on the Lyft app. The nearest one was 9 minutes out. So I'm like, fuck. At this point, the shuttle fitting to leave, and I'd rather take my chances with that. So I'm on the shuttle. My man's is, you know, taking his sweet time. He's back there rearranging everyone's luggage, putting gas in the tank, building a fucking doghouse. I don't know what the fuck he's doing back there. He just banging some shit around. And I'm sitting in my seat like, oh my God, if he don't come the fuck on. But he gets in the driver's seat, finally takes off. Boom. I, at that point, turn around and ask everybody in the shuttle, hey, what terminal y'all going to? Because I need to get to my terminal. And you know, I just wanted to figure out where was he going first. Turns out he was going to my terminal first. So it worked out in that regard. So, phew, thank you. Because you know, if it wasn't, I'd be like, yo, do y'all mind if we hit my joint first? Because I need to go. So we get to the airport or whatever. We at my terminal. I grab my luggage from him. I am just, fuck the tip. I need to go. You know, I'm fast walking on my way to security. Luckily, there aren't that many people on the line. So I'm like, okay, I'm all right. I'm kind of all right with my life choices at this point. A few minutes after that, this woman taps me on my shoulder. She's like, hey, excuse me, do you mind if I jump ahead of you because my flight is boarding? And I looked at her down in her face. I'm like, yeah, I do mind. Shit, I got to go someplace too. Shit, what the fuck? But she's like, you know, please, 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 I really need to get to the gate. And something in my head clicks. I'm like, hold on. Are you on the 805 to Atlanta? She goes, yeah, I am. I'm like, well, hey, me too. And in my head, I'm thinking, if you think it's serious enough to start asking people in the line, can you jump? Then we need to start asking people in the line to jump. We in this bitch together. So now we both tapping on other people's shoulder, like, oh, excuse me, can we get in line? And finally, you know, because it got to being a little too much, you tapping everybody one by one. Finally, I'm like, yo, real quick, let me make a quick announcement to the whole line. You know, we need to get ahead of all of y'all. And you know, we end up jumping a few people. There was a woman with like two small kids and a stroller. There was an older dude, he had like a walker, you know, he was like getting assistance to get to the front. Another dude in a wheelchair and all that shit. But we jumped in front of all of them, nigga, like all of them. And no, I don't feel bad because all those people would have taken forever. So, you know, me and old girl, we simply didn't have the time for all that foolishness. So sorry. You know, so we get to the gate. We get to the actual gate. You know, I walked after I got through security. I was walking, you know, there. Next thing I feel is like a wind or like a rush of a person running past me. Old girl was running to the gate. And lo and behold, they had just started boarding first class, like literally just started boarding first class passengers. So, you know, we had the time. I knew we had the time. You know what I'm saying? I just got amped because she got amped. We just put a battery in both our backs. But my immediate thought when I saw that, I was like, fucking first class? I have at least a boarding group or two before they call me. And you know, my immediate thought was, man, I could have fucking stopped for a bacon, egg, and cheese before I got here. Got some fucking breakfast or some shit. Been just starving, running to get this goddamn flight. Hungry in a mug. But I made it. I did. I made it. And thank you to all those people who helped me along the way. I wouldn't have been able to make that flight without you guys. Thank you. We also jet skied around the coast of the island, which was absolutely breathtaking and 100% exhilarating. I screamed like that pig in the old Geico commercial. You know, just squealing in delight the entire time. And so much so that it took me a hot minute to realize that my friends who were right behind me had been thrown off their jet ski. You know, they lived or whatever, so don't worry. But that was pretty much an ongoing source of laughs for the remainder of the trip. Jamaica was cool too. We did a river tubing excursion with, you know, a few mild rapids thrown in the mix, nothing too major. Except that one of my friends screamed at the top of her lungs each and every time we hit a mild rapid. Like, as if we were going like class 4 whitewater rafting or some shit. Like some little ass bump and it's like death. again, another source of laughs for the entire rest of the trip. And I also got the whole fucking boat to start chanting, "We are leaving." You know what I'm saying? Like, I just started it up like we was at a basketball game. "We are leaving. We are leaving." Because one, I'm a lovable asshole. Just, you know, keep that in mind. Two, so we kind of, you know, just sitting there in the port, you know, when we should have been pulled out. Literally everyone is out on their balconies, just kind of enjoying the view. We're still in Jamaica. We're still in the port. We're supposed to have been gone, but we're still there. And, you know, my friends and I are on our porch too. All of a sudden, you see like one of the excursion buses speeding down, coming down into the port area. They were late. Like, everyone else had come back from their excursion. These niggas was late. So the people, they getting off the bus and they taking their sweet ass time walking back to the boat. I mean, I think I saw somebody stop off at a gift shop. Like, niggas was still looking for shit to buy. Like, they taking their time. Like, niggas ain't been waiting on them. I ain't like that shit. So I started to chant, whatever. I started to chant. My friends picked it up. You know, before I knew what was happening, the entire balcony side of the boat picked up the chant too. So we out there, we leaving. You know what I'm saying? You know, best believe they picked their feet up and they started running. Come on, like, let's go, chop chop. Cozumel was dope too. Hot as fuck. Like, Haiti was blazing hot at 9 a.m. Early, hot. Jamaica, just as hot. Our river guide, as a matter of fact, he invited us. He was like, "Yo, you know, towards the end of the tubing," he was like, "Hey, if y'all want to go ahead and dive in, you know, to cool off." I didn't even let him finish, you know, his sentence. I was in the water. I was like, it was just such a relief from the sun beating down on us, right? But Cozumel was unbearably hot. They had the type of heat, it just crept in through your nose and got inside of your brain and give you the headaches where you literally can't move, you can't do anything. Yo, if we hadn't gotten the cabana, I promise you, we would have stroked out right there on the beach. The only thing that helped us was getting in the water. Literally, even the shade in the cabana wasn't enough. That was literally it. For a while, we all looked like beach dolphins. We just laid in the shallow part of the beach, you know, letting the waves crash over us. It was that's all we needed. I really hope you guys are out there enjoying your summer, because I know I am. Hot girl summer, hands down. Same goes for the hot boys too. I ain't forget y'all. But through it all, I still appreciate you. Yeah, you. I appreciate you for listening. I am your host, Dudney. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at I am Dudney. This podcast social media pages are at @a_negress on Twitter and at @aggressivenegress on Instagram. Y'all can hit me up anytime, you know that. And be sure to at me or use the #aggressivenegress, #aggressivenegress all day. As always, remember to tell somebody to tell somebody. If you like what you heard, then share, rate, and review. I know that's a lot to ask. I know we asking a lot of you, but I have faith, okay? I have faith that you will come through. And you know where we could be found, everywhere. Everywhere you listen to podcasts. That's iHeartRadio, Spotify, iTunes, and Apple Podcasts. So you could find us, just, you know, pop us into the search bar and we should pop up right there. You know, with that being said, I'll be back with some new content in the next episode. I promise. I've been cooking up quite a few things and I cannot wait to share it. So with that said, Red Solo Cup cheers, and thanks again for coming to my kitchen talk. Bye.